Which is going to slide us right into today's episode.
Yep.
Yeah. We're talking dicks.
Yeah. This is a full dong episode.
Zeldas is a full-on male dick fucking research
guardian,
king, dude.
You're like the dude from Thor, fucking Idris Elba, dude, at the fucking gate with the thing.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen that?
I didn't, but
holding the fucking thing to let people through or not through.
I didn't see either, but you're painting a picture,
dude. It's a flattering character.
Yeah,
picture.
He's like a British guard.
Yeah,
just stand there,
right?
With a dick hat.
That's right.
That's right. That's what's up.
Protector of
dicks. Explain your cause, dude. Just one close to my heart.
Yeah. I mean. I know Steve Gerben, and that's kind of why I'm on this podcast, but he's boys with you guys. And for as long as I've known Steve, he's known that, you know, I've been part of this anti-circumcision movement, which is Shane already can't
ignore him, dude.
Yeah. No. I know he's getting ready. 'Cause he's going to be two against one and he can't,
I don't know why he's against this.
Let me explain.
And what's Steve's dick like?
Steve's was born Jewish and
ooh,
but he's against circumcision.
He's got that desert dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is their idea, right? This whole cutting the dong thing.
It's like nobody even really knows. I mean, biblically, yeah, but it existed before.
True that, yeah.
They used to cut like Egyptian slaves, and probably as just a sign of subjugation. Like you're our bitch. We're going to cut your dick.
You don't have your dong skin. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's weird. It's a weird thing to do. I mean, it's only, we're just born into it now. And we're like, yeah, whatever. You cut somebody's dick up. But if you're an alien, you land on this planet and you're like, all right, okay. I see what you do in like normal shit. You're eating and stuff. And then it's like, oh, this is a baby boy. This is what we do to it. Like, let's get the fucking clamps and knives out. Yo. And let's go at this baby.
That's funny.
Anyway,
so your dad?
Yeah, my dad's Jewish, but I mean,
well, Catholics still do it anyway.
Oh yeah, well people just think it's American, and it kind of is. It's not. It's become just this American thing. Like Europe thinks we're fucking nuts. Australia doesn't do it. China doesn't do it. Places that we're passing it on to, like Africa, we're big in Africa right now. Trying to push it. The Gates Foundation is out there trying to. It's weird, man. If you drive down the roads in Africa, you'll see billboards that are like, get circumcised. It's the right thing to do.
Why are they so hot to do this?
So
they're probably being taught it's like to prevent disease.
HIV in particular.
Yeah.
And the studies that were done out there are just like heavily, heavily quoted and used to justify why we do it to boys in this country. And that's only recently, though, because circumcision, if you look back at its history, sure, it started biblically, but we didn't start doing it as a sort of like industrialized society thing to do until the late 1800s, early 1900s, when they were trying to stop boys from masturbating. This is like puritanical roots shit.
They didn't work.
Yeah, no, like, obviously
it didn't
not.
Take.
So back then it was...
I'm like the ISIS of still jerking off, dude. Damn, so that's why they started it, to like get you off your fucking hog.
Yeah, well, it was back then, like masturbation was thought to like create all of these issues. Like they were really into
bitches.
This idea. And and like, you know, girls used to wear chastity belts, and this isn't that long ago.
No,
this is like 100 years ago.
Holy fuck.
So they were like, they started doing it to teen boys originally in the U.S., doctors, because they were like, they were the ones that were masturbating. They were like, we cut his hog. He's not going to want to touch that. And, you know, it works for a few weeks, but then you're like, all right, well, I'm going to touch it again. But
yeah, hell yeah.
But like, so it's always been sort of this cure, searching for a disease to cure. And like over the past decades, it's been like one thing after another. Like it used to supposedly cure epilepsy, like in the 30s or something like that. And then it became syphilis. And
I've
then
never had a seizure.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I'm just telling you that.
My one cousin used to, he had a problem with humping the floor. It was like this weird thing when he was little, he'd lay on his belly and hump the floor.
I heard that.
He would kick his legs more so usually.
I'll fucking hump
he'd hump the floor. And I remember when he was little, his brother would come up, like, we're calling Dr. Ennis, he's going to put a needle in your bird. And he'd be like, all right, I'll stop. It's a little bit like that, dude. The doctors have been in cahoots for a long time trying to stop this.
Trying to stop dicks.
Dr. Ennis, dude.
They've been
put a needle in your bird.
What's his first name?
I don't know. His name literally probably
be sick of
Peter.
Penis, dude.
So you're saying this was an anti-masturbation measure?
In the States,
they just start putting it on everything. Why do you think it picked up in the States so hard?
Well, it picked up. It also picked up in England at the time, but they got rid of it when they got the NHS, the National Health Service, mm-hmm. which is like their one payer medical system. Okay. So basically, they were like, "Why are we doing this? We're not paying for this procedure. It's not necessary." And they just axed it in like the 60s or something like that.
Oh, but
they
used to cut. Interesting choice of words.
They used to cut guys. They used to cut guys back in the day there. And then you still see it in a few places. Like Australia kind of has this, like, it's like 20% or something like that. It's not illegal to cut a guy's dick anywhere, like in the entire world. It's illegal to cut a girl.
To circumcise women.
Yeah. Here federally in 1996. And then at least most of the Western world rejects it completely. But we fail to make the analogy to male circumcision. In fact, most of the time people just go, that's not the same thing at all. And that's A, just like not knowing what's happening in a circumcision, because certain forms, there's four different forms of female genital cutting, and there's pretty much one form of male genital cutting, and the one form of male genital cutting is probably more aggressive than at least two of the forms of female genital cutting, because the first two are just like they're gonna like slightly prick the clit or something.
Well, why do they do that?
Why do we do any of this shit? Like, why are we fucking with anybody's genitals?
Do you include all this in your Tinder profile?
Yeah. So what are the four types of the ways they do it to the girls?
Okay. So I believe there's like a there's the where they basically take so
this
a girl's
is gonna be fucking terrible.
A girl,
yeah. I almost passed out when I heard. You ever hear of Ayan Hirsi Ali?
Yeah.
I listened to her book, and I was telling Shane, I was like, she was describing it, and I almost passed out. I was on 95. I was like, oh, God. It's horrible, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like, infibulation, which I'm not sure if that's what happened to her, where they completely take out the clit, and then they sew them up.
Yeah, that was the one where they, I think they cut off your labia, maybe?
Yeah, they cut off the clit and then parts of the labia, and then they sew
it. And they sew it, and then your husband's supposed to have such a hard dick that he breaks through the stitching.
Yeah,
that's
the
idea.
That's obviously way worse than, you know.
Yeah, and then you got to come and hold the bloody sheets to your family and be like, I fucking did it. And they're like, nice.
Broke the walls
no
down,
blood,
dude.
She's a fucking whore. That's the idea.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's insane. That's the most extreme form.
Severe.
And the least severe is just where they like prick the hood.
Where Dr. Innes comes and puts a needle in your girl bird, dude.
Exactly. Oof. Exactly. And
yikes.
Dude, it's kind of weird, but I mean, the clit is analogous to the penis. I mean, a clit is a small penis.
And
the hood is the foreskin. That is the prepuce. Both men and women have a prepuce, which is the foreskin.
Gotcha.
God damn, dude.
Yeah.
You're a fucking genital whiz.
I love it, dude.
I know you do.
I love talking fucking private parts, dude. call them dongs exclusively.
Labia, prepuce, all this shit, just...
Prepuce is the covering of the thing that keeps
it is. It is a foreskin, and it's
like
just
it.
A medical term.
That's sick, like thinking about clitoris as little penises.
It is weird, right?
Yeah.
When you go to lick it.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking eat. I'm going to eat pussy harder than ever, dude.
So fucking gay. Give me that dick.
Yeah. Give me that teeny little dick. I'm going to start comparing, dude. Be like, come on, pull it out, babe. Put mine up. Be like,
yeah. Yeah,
I'll get out of a cold bathtub and still be like that. It is funny how people will say, if you're like female circumcision, they're like totally fucked up. Like male circumcision, they're like, yeah, it helps from getting like crabs or some shit. I don't know.
It's just cultural blinders, man. It's like we do it here, so it's normal. And we don't want to. Usually we don't want to like look at other countries and go, oh yeah, you guys are right. But in this case, we really got this one sorely wrong. Just think about it. You have a baby boy and the first thing you do, have either of you guys ever watched this procedure?
No, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I mean, if you want to see,
we should pause and watch it.
What
we
I'm
should.
Fucking talking about.
Yes.
Like
it's very imperative, dude, to do this.
Nah, dude.
We have to pause.
I don't
want to
have flashbacks, dude.
I don't want to have PTSD.
You're
getting PTSD. We should watch this, dude.
I mean, just the whales will get you. The baby, like, this is not a
normal.
Wait,
they circumcise baby whales? What the fuck? Sorry. As I left my mouth, I was like, I don't know. I tried to. You said the whales?
The whaling. Like, oh, okay.
I was like, what the fuck, dude? Why did we do that? I saw this one in, like, deeper than I thought, dude.
No, we don't cut any animals.
Thank God,
just
dude.
Sperm whales.
I was thinking earlier about my dogs. I'm like, man, imagine if you cut the skin off. My dog's dick, dude, is just like, it should always be away. If I see that thing, I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh, yeah. My dog has a fucking tiny dingus, dude.
Does he?
Finn has a little baby dick, dude.
Jackson's, my dog, he's got a fat he's fucking got a dick, hot, dude. He's got a for his hog. Size?
Finn's got a little tiny bird.
Our friend Brian Fennell has a dog that's like 80 pounds. That dog's dick. No lies, bigger than mine, easily. That dog is fucking it's fucking huge, dude.
So yeah, let's pause and watch. Yeah, let's watch a whale get circumcised.
We're back. That was fucking horrible, dude. I watched it. Shane got about, what'd you get? Clock 30 seconds.
I got to the beginning.
Shane watched the talk. This guy gives a weird talk about, like, hey, we've done this for 2,000 years, you know. There's very light evidence that it might help with STI transmission.
It's,
like,
it's
other
the oldest.
That.
It's the oldest operation in the known world. It's 3,000 years old. And then, oh my God!
Dude. Well, that's the pitch. He's like, it's old as fuck. So
we're doing it,
dude.
Says this is purely cosmetic.
Yeah, for anybody who wants to see that, and there probably are zero people.
But Google, what is it?
It's the circumcision of Benjamin will get you that video.
Jesus Christ, dude!
It's brutal.
First of all, he has surprisingly big balls. You see his balls; they're fucking, they're big.
Yeah, he was a cute kid too. He was sitting there,
dude.
So nice. He was smiling
Jesus
at the beginning.
Fuck,
then
man.
He heard that doctor's talk. He heard fucking Dr. Ennis's speech.
He knew, dude.
And he was like, "Oh boy,
Jesus Christ, dude!" And then they strip him down, and he's sitting there, like, again, his balls are like, they're just like a fucking head of cauliflower. And then he has this little baby dick, and they induce a boner. Yeah. Which, again, how do they do that?
Well,
with epinephrine?
No, so they give him a shot, basically, anesthetic, like a local anesthetic, like you might get if you're getting a cavity drilled, like right into the base of his penis.
Yeah, the needle alone is horrific to watch.
And there's basically a lot of touching on his penis, so babies can get erections in the womb.
I saw it, dude.
And yeah, so a lot of times, like, a baby will get an erection.
You think it's kicking. Yeah, you think it's kicking. It's just fucking flexing.
He's just rock hard, dude. He's like, yo, I'm about to flex and bust out of this pussy.
He's like, wait, I'm in a pussy? Oh, God.
Yeah,
I'm hard as fuck.
Yeah.
So yeah, they induce an erection, you know, not by act, not like they're not trying to, it just happens.
I hear you, bro. Yeah. I know. I hear you, bro.
I had a couple of those in church.
Good like thing babies can't come. That was probably a good evolutionary thing, because otherwise it would just never end. Your baby keep knocking you up. You have another brother. You'd be like, oh.
That's what twins are.
Yeah, yeah. The baby came inside of you.
Yeah.
That's, now you have twins.
But yeah, the circumcision of baby Benjamin or whatever the fuck,
dude,
that was. The curious case of Benjamin fucking dickless. Yeah. Dude, that was terrible.
Dude, yeah. So then they give this baby a boner. Which, did the doctor give him a boner? Like, what's your options in that? As baby Benjamin, your first choice is, you want this doctor giving you a boner or your mom?
Yeah, I mean, they don't give you an option.
He was probably like, guys, I got that boner from the nurse that was holding me. In his mind, he was like, I hope they don't think I'm gay. That's why he's crying the whole time.
I know, he was. So then the doctor gives him this horrific needle. The needle, too, was fucking huge.
Yeah, big needle.
Humongous needle right in the dick. And then they literally, after he has like this weird baby boner, they just slid him down the middle.
So here's
thank
the thing.
God I didn't watch.
Oh, Shane, I'm fucked up from that now.
I watched Deaths all last week, and this was weird. I couldn't watch this.
Horrible.
One. This is really bad
because it's repressed, dude. It's all somewhere in our fucking baby limbic system.
So the process to cut a kid, you gotta first separate the foreskin from the head of the penis. That's why it's all bloody when you do it at first.
Oh, because that's when they showed his head. It was like literally a dog.
So it's fused to the head of the penis. And actually, if you take your baby home intact and don't cut him, they'll be like, don't pull his foreskin back because it's fused right now. So it's either like, you can either completely fuck the kid's dick up, or they're like, don't even tamper with his dick. So,
yeah.
But if you are going to tamper with his dick, they have to like break it off from the head first, and then they can cut it, and then they have to so basically then you get these like outer and inner foreskin, and they have to fuse it together, and they have to use a clamp to put a ton of pressure on it.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, you didn't get that far. But then they put a ton of pressure on it, and it fuses it together, and then that's it. I mean, the procedure,
like a heat press kind of thing?
It's not a heat press. It's a clamp, and it puts like thousands of pounds of pressure on the two skins.
Watching you.
God.
Like, you guys remember that scene in True Detective where you're like Russ Cole and he's like, I got this tape, you need to see it. And he comes in and he's like, oh God, no. He was just facing the other way while you were watching it. It was
oh
great.
God,
and
that's
he's
so
like, I know what I'm showing him right now. Yeah. I'm not watching that again.
Yeah, I don't need to keep seeing that nightmare.
Dude, that's fucking horrific. Boy, yeah. I thought it was, they make it seem like it's a quick snip and it's like.
That's what I thought it was.
I thought like.
I thought it was literally like scissors to the tip of your dick.
Yeah, because when you have your dick, luckily the good doctor left me a little bit of foreskin. So I've seen them where they're just drawn back tight all day, like a loaded fucking gun all the time. I got a little bit. The guy, thank God, left me a little.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was like you had a little more than that and they just came around like snips. I imagined it as like a little thing that went over your dick and went zoop. And then it came off.
So I was telling Shane earlier, man,
Jesus,
the adult
dude.
Penis is lacking 15 square inches of foreskin because...
I knew it, dude. I knew I lost
girth.
It's
like an index card.
Fuck.
I knew it. Dude, I have the confidence of a guy with a donger.
Damn.
I knew it was in my psyche. I had 15 more square inches.
You're saying the width of an index card? Or like,
so if you wrapped an index card around your dick, that's what you
damn,
lost.
Damn, dude.
In most circumcisions. I mean, there's no cut here line, so, like, you don't know.
I hear you. I knew I was missing a little.
And
God, so, that's all I needed, too, dude. I knew. I was like, if I could only have just a fucking smidge.
Dude, some guys get it so much worse than others. Some guys, like, can't come, and, you know, and they suffer silently. Like, you don't hear about this shit. Like, no. a guy's not going to go public and be like, I'm pissed off because I can't come. We need to end circumcision.
No. Yeah, and they'll just be like, they probably won't even put it together. If they had like
serious
problems with their dick, they're just like, my fucking dick just doesn't work.
Well, that was what we were talking about upstairs, where it's like, because I was kind of making fun of you for this being your cause.
Mm-hmm. I knew that was coming.
That's what happens. I mean, you're talking about something that forces a normal guy like me into admitting, like, I got a fucking damaged unit.
Yeah.
Can you feel your dick, bro?
And that means my dad has a fucked up dick, dude. Yeah. And I don't want to.
Oh, you never know. It's all but doctor by doctor.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's circumcised. I've seen his fucking hog.
Yeah.
Unless
okay.
he had a boner every time I saw his dick, which could be.
You induced it with a Pulp Fiction needle?
But it forces normal guys to even think of this issue, which I've never, ever given a fuck.
Right.
But then when you see that video, and I was telling you upstairs, I was like, I mean, I don't care about this at all.
Uh-huh.
And like you said earlier, you heard me on the podcast be like, yeah, I'm just, I'll get my kid circumcised.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I was like, but then again, just one conversation with you, and I'm like, man, I won't.
No.
I mean, I don't give
a fuck.
Problem is,
it's fucking girls. It's girls, dude.
So let me jump in on that. Because there was a podcast a few times ago where you were kind of blaming women.
He always blames women for all issues.
And and like, there are women out there, especially in America, who just like men in America defend circumcision by being like, it looks better this way. But this, if you look at who the decision is up to most of the time, women defer to the men and they go, he can choose because he has the dick. And it's usually guys doing this to their sons. And it's the same position Shane is coming from, which is like to admit that I don't want to do it to my son is also to admit that that I was harmed as a child. And that's really hard to do. So to face that, you just kind of go, instead of facing it, you just kind of go, yeah, let's just do it to him. And you keep trivializing it in your head. And we do a good job of hiding it in this culture. Like we all just are grown up and thought to think that, oh, it's just a quick snip.
Yeah, I would do it. The reason I would do it for my son is so when he plays basketball or football and he gets in the shower with the boys afterwards, he's not getting crushed.
You're worried about dick bullying.
Yeah, I don't want my boy dick bullying. Because what's a more painful experience? That what little Benjamin went through when he couldn't even remember it? Or when you're in fucking eighth grade and you got a weird dick and everyone's like, yo, what's up, freak dick? You fucking loser.
Well, here's the thing, man. Times are changing. Like, it's not.
No, I know.
When we were born, it was like 85% of kids were getting cut in this country. Mm-hmm. So, like, you had a very slim chance of escaping it. Yeah. But now it's closer to 50%.
Nice. Really?
So,
50-50?
Yeah.
You're winning the war, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's about fucking time, dude. We're about to go to Mars, but we can't, like, get dick cutting right.
I knew space would come into this. If you're friends with Gerben, space eventually is the end result to whatever the problem we're talking about is like, well, we got to get colonies on Mars. Also, Jesus. Do you always keep your bubble jacket zipped up so that your head and neck look like an uncut penis?
That's part of the look.
Dude, that is... Well, my thing is, my girlfriend's always like, no, I'm not doing it, blah, blah, blah. There are a lot of girls who are like, it looks weird. Maybe girls can't deal with the fact that their dad's dicks aren't the ideal dick.
Yeah, I mean,
look, it is women's fault. You're right.
But. I'm just saying, there's a lot of girls perpetuating this. And who is a guy? Guys don't care about their dicks. If a girl is like, no, it looks cool, you're like, my dick's cool, sick.
Yeah.
As soon as a girl is like, I don't like that, you're just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I think women are more, I'm fine with either. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the thing. There's very few women who are going to actually get to the point where they're willing to have sex with a guy and then be like, oh my God, let me check you for your foreskin. True, like, first of all, when you got a hard dick, that you can't even tell unless you inspect the shit out of it. And how many of them are doing that, first of all? And then they're going to throw you out on top of it? No, like the attraction's already over.
And they're going to feel that extra index card too and be like, all right, I was wrong. Yeah, my right. bad.
There's a difference.
So our son's dicks are like our version of our abortion. So if a girl's pressuring you, you could be like, hold on, babe, my body, my choice. Yeah. My son's dick, my choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, dude, like having a son now, especially because like we're probably a generation that might be able to be like the one of the last ones to get rid of this shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably, hopefully before like I die, this shit starts to dwindle down. But, you know, we have a chance to kind of like break the chain here and just be like, I'm not saying guys should walk around and be depressed, but like acknowledge that this sucks and that we need to stop doing it.
Yeah, just watch that fucking video. Watch Jesus one circumcision Christ, and you're dude. Like, all right, no mas, dude.
That
yeah.
has to fuck you up as a baby.
Yeah.
Because then you come back and you're just like, what the fuck was that?
I bet it doesn't.
I could, well, yeah. I there's no way to...
You know.
You never know. But
your
yeah,
brain, your brain is
yeah, your brain. Okay, developed. So with... Yeah, but your brain has systems. Like they're like learning a lot more about trauma now. Where like if you're so your I think amygdala is what processes like threat and fear, and your hippocampus is like what regulates emotion. And when you have something like real, when you lose or something really fucked up happens to you, your amygdala shrinks and your hippocampus, or your amygdala grows and your hippocampus shrinks. And with time, your hippocampus, if everything gets normal again, your hippocampus can grow back to normal size, but your amygdala never shrinks.
Can I just jump in real quick?
Do I have them reversed?
No. I don't actually know any of that science, but I do know that they've done studies on baby boys who have been circumcised versus those who haven't, like shortly after circumcision, and their pain threshold reaction to immunizations is lower. Like they react to pain much quicker and are cry a lot faster.
If you've been circumcised, you cry
but this,
more.
But this is like
so
babies.
I cry
this,
like a fucking bitch all the time.
That's why I cry. That's why I'm always crying in the shower.
This is like weeks after. It's not like adult.
God it's not damn. Like 30 years after.
So Next time I cry. Next time I'm watching fucking Hardball and I'm crying, I'm like, shut up, they call my fucking dick.
It's, yeah, dude, G baby, RIP. And then it goes back to like, I mean, I remember there was a bus ad. Do you remember that? I remember on the side of a bus, there was like
a bunch
of men.
That was the BBC thing. Yeah. That was the BBC thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a truck. A guy I know, he heads up one of the places that I kind of do just charity work for Intaction. Mm-hmm. He fucking put this truck together. And it says like circumcision, I did not consent. He's changing the whole thing, but it's just like dudes holding up their baby pictures. He's trying to, the idea now is to be more like foreskin positive and less like I'm a victim. And it's going to be about like sex positive and like having a foreskin can have a better sex life kind of thing.
Well, I was talking about an actual bus ad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like I've seen this on the side of a bus. But anyway, it's one of those things where you see it and you're like, ah,
and what was
dorks.
The ad?
Shut up.
Oh, what was the ad?
It was the anti-circumcision. I remember it was a faces of a bunch of dudes on that's it this. With like red
that's
X's or something.
That's a truck. They're holding up their baby pictures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
open that link. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, that was the one.
I had seen that years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because he's made it. It's gone viral on the internet a bunch
of
times.
Yeah, I saw that a long time
My
ago.
Brother showed me the website of foreskin restoration like a year and a half ago, and I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, you make fun of it, and it's the same thing as like somebody being a men's rights activist.
Yeah.
It's like when you hear about it, you're like, ah, shut up.
And they hit you with the stats, and you're like, good God.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Well, I was telling Gerben the other day, like, I appreciate you bringing this up on the podcast so much, because this is like a guy's guy podcast. And,
fuck yeah.
And
fuck you, only guys here. We don't want any fucking gay.
Guys are fucked up dicks.
We don't want women in here.
Benjamin's out there right now, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
He
that
probably listens
now.
To the podcast.
Yeah, probably. He's probably pissed off.
He's furious.
He's like, that YouTube has like 500,000 views.
Have you all seen
Well, it's about,
have
5,500 views. It's about to have 500,060 views. Shout out to the Reddit.
Yeah, dude, even Dairy Queen was talking about that. You're fucking...
Oh, yeah.
You're
well,
fucking...
Do you know about Tim Tebow?
No.
All right, I mean, so I know who he is. Yeah, you know who he is, but I think he was out in, like, the Philippines.
Was he
was born, his parents are missionaries, and he always spent time doing, like, Christian work in, like, I mean, weird
I think
Christian
it was the
work.
Philippines, I think you're right.
In the Philippines or Indonesia, I think Philippines.
Somewhere, yeah.
Because I think they're Catholic. The Philippines are Catholic.
Yeah. Thanks but to, he was out there cutting baby dicks.
Yep. Yeah, but he was out there circumcising
doing
kids.
It,
out in like missions.
Yeah.
Imagine, dude, that was in a doctor's office. Imagine a fucking Filipino evangelical Christian mission.
Yeah.
Cutting Filipino boys' dicks.
Yeah.
That's why they have a strong ladyboy population.
Well, that's the American influence out there in the Philippines. We have a huge influence in the Philippines.
These people who are so hot under the collar to fucking cut these things up. You know, why is Gates so hot?
It's weird, man. Gates just thinks he's promoting science, but like. He doesn't, I don't think he's familiar with the history of circumcision, but he's just like, he wants to be the guy who gets rid of, you know, HIV in Africa, which is a noble cause and a good thing to be trying to do.
Yeah.
This in particular is one of the wrong ways to be going about it.
Yeah. I mean, you could just make bigger, well, I wonder how you wear a condom when you have foreskin. I feel like that would just be like, I'm not wearing this fucking thing. Maybe it's just you're more sensitive.
If you
so
have
it's better.
A
yeah.
boner though.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're
fine.
Right. Probably even better.
I also think that a lot of dudes would be, because most people I know hate condoms, myself included. And I think if you're already missing 20,000 nerve endings from a circumcision, the fact that you have to put a fucking piece of plastic on your penis and then try and have sex makes you want to just take that shit off and be
it
like,
sucks, dude.
Yeah. So
especially when it goes all the way to the end, I feel like you ever see one of hot dogs at the end of a pack and it's just fucking smushed against the fucking,
your dick
goes through the tip and the tip stretches. And now you're just like, this is retarded.
I agree.
That's funny how they put it. They put like this much space on, like a centimeter for cum. It's like, bro, what do you
I'm
think?
About to fill this
what,
up.
What the fuck do
you
think
I've been
I'm
getting laid
dude?
A lot lately? This could be a fat nut.
You think, like, yeah, maybe he'll squeeze out like a
if
teen.
I'm wearing
like,
a condom, that's random strange, dude. That means I'm not. That means I'm single, dude. That means I haven't fucked in months. This is gonna be a nut, dude.
I'm gambling.
Blow this shit.
Yeah, I'm gambling right now with this nut. Yeah, dude. You don't think I'm gonna fucking fly one off?
If I'm wearing a condom, it means I have no idea who this girl
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm coming into a I'm coming into a stranger's vagina, dude. You think I'm going to pump out a milli?
No, nah, dude. This is a gallon. This is
exactly.
a pint, dude. This is
why
good
don't,
dick talk.
Why doesn't fucking Bill Gates just make bigger fucking condoms for Africa?
Yeah, I know.
When you roll out a fucking Durex, dude, you're like, no way, this thing's flying in the sub-Saharan.
We've got HIV licked,
bring that
too.
Down to the Congo?
Yeah.
Uh-uh,
dude.
Nah.
Just tell me, you should like study, like someone should just bring him a Pringles can and be like, dude, make that into a condom.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys heard of this stuff called PrEP, but it's all over like the New York City subway ads. But basically they're promoting it for gay guys mostly. You just take a pill every day and it's like 99% chance you don't get HIV. Yeah,
wow.
We've pretty much defeated HIV.
You tell me the party's back on, bro?
I mean, it costs a lot of money right now to get that, but
the party could be back on.
Oh my god.
The boys
god.
Could be back to voguing and butt-fucking willy-nilly, dude.
Holy shit, dude.
Age is dead. Are you sure we defeated it? Is this like a George Bush mission accomplished?
I'm not
you're on the aircraft carrier, like, no more AIDS, and then the next thing you know, ISIS is butt-fucking spreading AIDS.
Holy shit, dude.
That's not
what the fuck? Why isn't Gates out giving this thing?
This is just a new invention. This came out just recently.
You think
the past
Gates
few years.
Is going to spread AIDS?
This is
going to advocate fucking gay butt sex?
No, this is the Gates crusade, dude. He's out there. This is him in the desert just swashbuckling
like
fucking big
sex,
black
dude.
Dicks. He's like, nah, cut those down, dude.
I lose my erection if Gates is promoting gay butt sex, dude. I would
it doesn't
go
have
Microsoft.
To be just for gay guys.
Yes.
I actually knew an African guy who used to do that tactic with antibiotics. He would swallow an antibiotics and then have sex without a condom. Like it takes it all away.
I don't know about that.
I think that was easy.
Shout out to Abraham. What's up, bro?
Yeah, how those AIDS.
That was my thing. I was like, dude, I don't think that works.
How about those AIDS?
I was, I was like, you're fucking up your stomach with all the antibiotics. He's like, I have African stomach.
Okay.
You got a point there.
All right, but yeah, it's like, all right, but whatever.
I wonder the correlation between school shooters and circumcision.
I wonder, too.
We got to get a picture of these boys' dicks.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Uh-huh.
I'd say cut, dude, across the board.
Yeah, probably. I think they were traumatized probably. From that cutting.
Nah, definitely.
I bet Benjamin.
You cut plus the video Benjamin game, like, Doom. Shooter.
Benjamin might have been in Vegas.
Yeah.
These things set up in Mandalay. I'll check the fucking. I'll check
find out
dates.
That guy's real name. I think that was Benjamin.